last twice the number of years you delay enrollment. Let me give you an example. Delay enrollment by 2 years, pay the higher premium for 4 years. And since this point is important enough to repeat, let's revisit our earlier example involving Medicare Part A. As mentioned, enrollment in Part A is mean consequence free. If you're still working after age 65 and your employer has less than 20 employees, Medicare is generally expected to be your primary coverage. If you choose not to enroll in Part A, your employer's health plan may not pay the portion of claims that Medicare would have covered had you enroll. Think back to our earlier example. Imagine learning this only after a hospital stay results in a $40,000 bill. Suddenly, neither Medicare nor your employer plan is willing to pay the amount that Medicare should have covered. That's an expensive way to discover the difference between voluntary and optional with consequences. All right, Part B, medical insurance. This is your medical services coverage, your doctor's visits, outpatient care, and medical services. Is enrollment mandatory at age 65? Not if you are actively working and covered under a qualifying employer group health plan. Remember, the operative word here is qualifying. Typically, coverage for a larger employer group plan, either yours or your spouse's. For many retirees, however, Part B becomes effectively mandatory because it covers physicians and outpatient services. When must you enroll? During your initial enrollment period, unless you qualify for the special enrollment period. Remember, the IEP is your assigned boarding time in our vacation travel analogy. If delaying because of active employer coverage, you generally have 8 months after employment or employer coverage ends, whichever occurs first, to enroll without penalty. So what are those penalties for late enrollment of Medicare Part B? 10% increase in premium for every full 12-month period you could have enrolled but did not. How long will these penalties last? The penalty generally stays with you for life. Let's use an example. John turns 65. He's retired. He ignores Medicare because he rarely visits doctors. 3 years later, he enrolls. John may face a 30% higher Part B premium permanently. Not for 1 year, not for 5 years, for life. So pay attention to Part B enrollment deadlines. Okay, Part C, Medicare Advantage. Now, Part C, or Medicare Advantage, is Medicare's version of outsourcing. Instead of the federal government administering your Medicare benefits directly, Medicare hires a private insurance company to do it. The plan must provide at least the same coverage as original Medicare, but it may also offer additional benefits and additional rules. Is enrollment mandatory? Nope. Part C is an alternative to original Medicare Parts A and B. When must you enroll? Well, only if you choose a Medicare Advantage plan. You must already be enrolled in Parts A and B, however. What's the penalty for late enrollment? Well, there really is none. However, if you delay enrollment and lack other coverage, you could still incur Part B or Part D penalties. And speaking of Part D, D is for prescription drug coverage. Many people think, hey, I don't take medication, therefore I don't need drug coverage. Well, that can be an expensive assumption. When we come back, Part D enrollment period and related penalties for late enrollment. And question of the day, which is the most expensive Medicare mistake? You think you got the answer? Well, we're going to find out soon. 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. Or visit us on the web at odfigroup.com. That's Oscar David Foxtrot Indigo Group.com. To sign up for your 20-minute complimentary phone consultation by clicking the Let's Talk button, or if you're looking for a more comprehensive review of your retirement strategy, you'll also find an option to schedule a complimentary retirement review. This is Kim Castellanos on the Greg O'Donnell Financial Hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is the Greg O'Donnell Financial Hour with your host today, me. I'm Kim Castellanos. We are coming to a close of today's episode, Avoiding Costly Enrollment Mistakes, part one of our special three-part series, Medicare Decoded, Cutting Through the Confusion. We've seen the consequences of failing to enroll in Medicare's various parts A and B. We understand that part A, while optional, has consequences for non-enrollment, potentially unpaid hospital bills. We know, generally speaking, HSA contributions must stop once we've enrolled in Part A. However, if we are still working at age 65 and covered under a large group health plan and have deferred Part A and B enrollment, we can still contribute to our HSAs. Now let's bring it home by reviewing the enrollment clock and penalties for Part D. Remember, Part D is your prescription drug coverage. Many people think, I don't take medication, so I don't need drug coverage. Well, even healthy retirees should carefully evaluate maintaining some form of drug coverage. Now, is enrollment mandatory? No. However, if you do not have credible prescription drug coverage, delaying enrollment can become expensive. When must you enroll? Well, during your initial enrollment period or within 63 days of losing other credible prescription drug coverage. What's the penalty for late enrollment? 1% of the national base beneficiary premium for every month you were eligible but lacked credible drug coverage. Let me give you an example. 24 months without credible drug coverage equals approximately a 24% penalty. How long will this penalty last? Well, generally for life, and may increase as the national base premium increases. So question, what is the most expensive Medicare mistake? Well, for most people, the largest and most permanent penalty is Part B, as in boy. Missing enrollment deadlines can result in a higher premium for the rest of your life. Now, Part D penalties are also typically permanent, although usually smaller. Part A penalties only affect individuals who must pay a Part A premium and therefore much less common. One additional point, again, worth emphasizing on the show. Part C, the Medicare Advantage, is the only Medicare part that has no late enrollment penalty. The real landmines are Part B and Part D because those penalties are often lifelong. Now let's talk about another hidden cost. These are coverage gaps. Imagine you miss your enrollment window. You discovered the mistake in June. You cannot simply sign up immediately. You must wait for the general enrollment period. Remember, that's January 1st to March 31st. That delay can leave you uninsured. And if a medical event occurs during that period, the financial consequences can be significant. Here's my favorite audience question. What's the biggest, different from our previous question, which is what is the most expensive mistake? What is the biggest Medicare mistake people can make? The answer? Assuming. We all know the acronym ASSUME makes a donkey of you and me. Assuming Medicare is automatic. Assuming COBRA counts. Assuming their employer coverage allows delay. Assuming prescription drug coverage can wait. Most Medicare mistakes begin with assumptions. So let's finish the show with three reminders. Reminder number one, enroll on time. Know your initial enrollment period. Know your special enrollment period. Know your general enrollment period. Know your deadlines. Reminder number two, if you're still working, verify your employer plan rules before making Medicare decisions. Do not guess. Ask. Reminder number three, Medicare planning should begin at least 6 months before your 65th birthday. Waiting until the last minute creates unnecessary risk. Well, that's it for today. Remember, O'Donnell Financial Group is here to help. Give us a call at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. Or visit us online at odfigroup.com, where you can take advantage of our complimentary 20-minute phone consultation by clicking the Let's Talk button. Or if you're looking for that more comprehensive review of your retirement strategy, you'll also find an option to schedule a complimentary retirement review. Now, tune in for part two and three of our Medicare series as we'll discuss Medicare coverage choices, including Original Medicare, Medicare supplement plans, Medicare Advantage plans, prescription drug coverage, and how to avoid paying too much for healthcare in retirement. I'm Kim Castellanos. Thank you very much for spending this time with me today on the Greg O'Donnell Financial Hour. Until next time, stay informed, stay healthy, and make smart Medicare decisions. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Greg O'Donnell Financial Hour. I'm Kim Castellanos, Chief Operating and Compliance Officer at the O'Donnell Financial Group and today's host. Thank you for tuning in. At O'Donnell Financial Group, we are local professionals who have built our success the same way many of you have, through hard work, perseverance, and smart financial decisions. Our mission is simple: to serve as your trusted financial coach, advocate, and fiduciary. If you have questions, concerns, or financial decisions that are keeping you up at night, we'd love to hear from you. Whether you're wondering if you're ready to retire, trying to make sense of Medicare, Social Security, taxes, investments, or simply looking for a second opinion, we're here to help. You can reach us at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. You can also visit us online at odfigroup.com. That's Oscar David Foxtrot Indigo Group.com, where you can take advantage of our complimentary 20-minute phone consultation by clicking the Let's Talk button. Or if you're looking for a more comprehensive review of your retirement strategy, you can also find an option to schedule a complimentary retirement review. We also publish a newsletter and host in-person workshops, so there's plenty of ways to stay connected with us beyond calling in. Our advisors at O'Donnell Financial Group serve as fiduciaries, which means they approach every client relationship with a commitment to understanding your needs first and helping you make informed financial decisions that support your long-term goals. We're in the business of helping you understand your choices well enough to make your own confident decisions. This matters especially with Medicare, because nearly everyone who sells Medicare products earns a commission for selling it, which isn't wrong, but it does mean you deserve to know who's giving you advice and why. That's part of why we wanted Sherry Haskell in the studio today. Sherry works directly with the insurance companies. Her job is to shop the entire market on your behalf, not steer you toward one company or another. Now, as you've heard before, my goal on the show is to provide practical financial education. I bring information your way that's intended to help you become a more confident participant in your financial life. This is a judgment-free zone where no question is too basic and no concern is too small. Just last week, a caller asked us a wonderfully simple question. Could she switch back to Original Medicare in the middle of the year if her Medicare Advantage plan wasn't working out? Well, the honest answer is it depends upon what time of the year. And that's exactly the kind of question we want you asking us today and every week. And today we're tackling one of the most important and often most confusing financial and health care decisions you'll ever make, and that is Medicare. For many Americans, Medicare represents a major milestone. But with enrollment deadlines, multiple coverage options, penalties, surcharges, and thousands of plan combinations, it's easy to understand why so many people feel overwhelmed. Sometimes the most expensive mistake is making a decision before fully understanding its implications. Healthcare consistently ranks as one of the largest and most overlooked expenses in retirement, right alongside housing and taxes. Yet most people spend far more time researching their next car than they do researching their Medicare coverage. That's why we've created this special three-part education series, Medicare Decoded, Cutting Through the Confusion. Whether you're approaching age 65, already enrolled in Medicare, helping a spouse or a parent navigate the system, or simply planning ahead, this series is designed to help you become a more informed and confident healthcare consumer. And if you're listening to this anywhere near the fall, that's not a coincidence. The Medicare annual open enrollment period runs every year from October 15th through December 7th. Your annual chance to change your Medicare Advantage or Part D drug plan for the following year. That's different from enrolling in Medicare for the first time, which we covered in part one of our series. Now, if you've ever sat down at your kitchen table with a stack of mail every September, advertising dozens of competing plans, you already know how overwhelming this can feel. Many counties now offer dozens of Medicare Advantage plans alone on top of the multiple Medigap carriers and a separate menu of Part D drug plans. It's no surprise many people just default to whatever postcard arrived first or whatever plan a friend happened to have. That's not a market designed to be navigated alone in an afternoon. Here's what we're covering in our three-part series. In part one, avoiding costly enrollment mistakes, we explain who qualifies for Medicare, when and how to enroll, the differences between parts A, B, C, and D enrollment periods, and the penalties and surcharges that can follow you for life if you miss important deadlines. We also covered the penalties and taxes you might incur for continuing to contribute to an HSA after enrolling in Medicare, including how a six-month look back on Part A enrollment can trigger an unexpected tax bill if you're not careful. For someone who delays Part B enrollment by several years without a qualifying exception, that 10% per year penalty can add thousands of dollars over the course of a normal retirement. And guess what? It never goes away. In today's session, part two, Medicare coverage choices, how to avoid overpaying for healthcare in retirement, we'll compare Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement, also called Medigap plans. Those are really the two big highways most retirees travel down. We'll break down prescription drug coverage options, including a major change that took full effect this year. We'll explain how provider networks work, the fine print that quietly determines which doctors you're allowed to see, and we'll discuss the out-of-pocket costs that can impact your healthcare budget. Most importantly, we'll help you understand the key differences between these approaches so you can make a more informed decision based on your own needs and circumstances. I'm also excited to welcome our special guests for this episode, whom I will introduce in a moment. And in part three, Medicare fine print, because it wouldn't be government program without the fine print exceptions and penalties, we'll uncover hidden costs, hospital rules, and more costly mistakes. We'll look at the two midnight rule, including why being technically in a hospital bed overnight doesn't always mean you are technically admitted, a distinction that can cost you thousands of dollars in skilled nursing coverage. We'll also cover the Moon Notice, IRMA income surcharges, skilled nursing facility eligibility, long-term care limitations, and other surprises that can have a significant impact on your healthcare and your finances. Our goal throughout this series is simple: to help you avoid costly mistakes, ask better questions, and make informed decisions that protect both your health and your retirement savings. Medicare is far more than a health insurance program. It is a critical part of your retirement plan. All right, part two of our special three-part series, How Do You Choose the Right Coverage? Joining me in the studio is my good friend, Sherry Haskell of Coast to Coast Health Insurance Solutions, Inc., a private Medicare consulting and insurance brokerage firm. Sherry brings a unique perspective to Medicare planning. What I appreciate most about her approach is that she doesn't begin with insurance plans. She begins with people. Before recommending any coverage, she takes the time to understand each person's medical situation, financial priorities, retirement goals, and concerns so they can make informed decisions rather than rushed ones. She began her career as a cardiovascular critical care nurse, then transitioned into financial services industry as a stockbroker, private equity partner, and registered investment advisor. Today, she combines her clinical and financial experience to help people make informed Medicare decisions with confidence. I always tell people if you want someone who can translate doctor speak into dollars and cents, Sherry is your gal. Outside the office, Sherry is passionate about her community education and regularly volunteers her time helping seniors better understand Medicare and their health care. She's guided countless individuals through the Medicare transition process, helping them to avoid costly mistakes and choose coverage that's right for their personal situation, including me, I might add. So welcome to the show, Sherry.
Kim, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me back. I've always enjoyed working with you because you're someone that actually asks the thoughtful questions and isn't afraid to explore the issues that so many people might otherwise be afraid or they would just overlook. That's exactly why I love these conversations. So let me start with one thing I've learned is that almost everyone I meet describes Medicare the same way. Confusing, overwhelming, complicated, sometimes intimidating, and honestly, I understand why. But the good news is Medicare can be a tremendous resource and quite literally a lifesaver. So it works best when it's approached with a solid plan. As Kim alluded to in part one, it's confusing. There are a lot of elements to this. Most people think choosing Medicare is about comparing insurance plans. It's not. It's so much more than that. It's one of the most important healthcare and financial decisions you'll make in retirement. So today we're going to simplify it. Let's help people understand not just their options, but how to make the good decisions. Because the right decision isn't the same for everyone. It depends on your health, your physicians, your medications, your lifestyle, and ultimately what gives you the greatest peace of mind. And if there's one idea I want you to carry through today's entire conversation, it's this. Healthcare decisions have financial consequences. Every choice we will talk about touches both your health and your wallet. So let's treat it that way.
I'm looking forward to this conversation today, Sherry. When we come back, where most people get tripped up, what Medicare actually pays for, and the gaps that catch retirees by surprise. Sherry's going to walk us through it all. Need help? We have answers. 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. Or visit us on the web at odfigroup.com. Don't go away. Medicare Decoded, Cutting Through the Confusion, Part 2. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Decoded, Part 2. How to avoid overpaying for healthcare and retirement. This is Kim Castleonis on the Greg O'Donnell Financial Hour here with my good friend and Medicare expert, Sherry Haskell of Coast to Coast Healthcare Insurance Solutions, Inc. Before the break, we were talking about the gaps. Now Sherry is going to show us one of the two main ways retirees choose to close them, Medigap. Sherry, how exactly does Medigap work?
All right. Well, remember the 20% gap we talked about in the last segment. Medigap was designed to cover many of those out-of-pocket expenses that original Medicare leaves uncovered. It helps turn an unpredictable financial risk into something much more predictable and manageable. So for many retirees, that predictability is every bit as valuable as the coverage itself. Think of Medigap as the financial partner to original Medicare. Your Medigap plan steps in to cover many of those costs that Medicare left uncovered. The goal is to give you more financial predictability so you're covering yourself from financial outliers. You've probably heard about the gap plans being referred to are distinguished by alphabetical letters. Well, here's something that's very interesting and surprises most people. A Plan G is a Plan G. The coverage is identical no matter which insurance company sells it. The medical benefits are standardized by law. So all the benefits from all the companies are exactly the same. It's the premiums that are not the same. So naturally, most people would then say, okay, great. Give me the cheapest one. And in most situations, that might make sense.
And so why wouldn't the least expensive one always be the best choice? I mean, what are the differentiators?
All right. Well, because the premium is only part of the picture. Companies price differently. They raise rates differently over time and have different service records. So as an example, a newer company might enter our market, as an example, with a very competitive rate to attract customers, while a more established company with a population of long-term clients may have been consistently raising rates all along. So I also look at rate increase history. How often does a company raise, over how much time, and how much? Just because the companies have the same benefits at the time that we might be looking at this doesn't mean that the cheapest premium is going to be the best long-term value. That's why I encourage people not to assume that their current premium is going to stay competitive. It usually pays to shop the market every year or two.
That's your finance background talking, isn't it? Looking past today's price tag to the pricing behavior over time.
Exactly. I spent years in capital markets before I did this, reading pricing trends, risk, and how companies behave over time. I never stop asking those questions. I just apply them now to Medicare instead of a portfolio.
Well, has that actually really ever paid off for any one of your clients watching the rate history that closely?
Oh my gosh, wait till you hear this. I recently had a client, we'll call her Patricia. She had had the same Medigap coverage for years and she was happy with it. She wasn't looking to change plans. She simply was wondering why her premium kept climbing year after year. When I looked at her options, I pointed out something specific to California. There is a rule that gave her a window to switch companies or plans for the same exact plan benefits without any medical underwriting. Because of the timing and that rule, she was able to save nearly $2,000 a year, guaranteed issue, without having to answer a single health question. One of the best times to choose a Medigap plan is when you're first eligible for Medicare. During that initial enrollment period, you generally have guaranteed issue rights, which means that you can enroll without having to answer any questions. Later on, if you decide to switch companies, you might have to go through medical underwriting. And depending on your health, that could limit your options. So that's why it's always important to make thoughtful decisions at the beginning. A major advantage also to Medigap plans is the provider flexibility. With original Medicare and a Medigap plan, you can generally see any physician nationwide that'll accept Medicare. No referrals, no networks, and no prior authorization for almost all the Medigap services.
I love that. That makes Medigap particularly attractive for frequent travelers, snowbirds, retirees with multiple specialists, and individuals with chronic health conditions. Now, is there one Medigap plan people ask about more than others?
So the dominant plan right now is Plan G. It comes up very often because it offers very comprehensive coverage and predictable costs. For many retirees, especially those on a fixed income, predictability provides real peace of mind. If you're comfortable paying a little more each month, it means fewer financial surprises later. And something worth asking every carrier about is household discounts. Many carriers offer a discount when another adult over the age of 50 lives in the same house. You don't necessarily have to be married. It can even apply to a roommate or a relative. And depending upon the company, that discount can be significant.
I love that. Discounts in Medicare. Who knew? Well, are there other Medigap options besides Plan G worth knowing about?
Sure. Some people choose Plan N because they're comfortable with a little more cost sharing in exchange for lower monthly premium. N is like G light. Others prefer a high deductible Plan G because they want strong catastrophic protection while keeping their monthly costs as low as possible. So as you see, there isn't one right answer. It comes back to how you prefer to manage risk and what gives you the greatest peace of mind.
So we talked a little bit about services. What about prescription drug? I mean, does Medigap include prescription drug coverage at all?
Well, here's one of the common misunderstandings that I see. If you choose Original Medicare plus a Medigap, you also need a separate standalone Part D prescription drug plan. One of the biggest changes to Medicare in the past year actually involved the prescription drug coverage. For the first time, now there's a $2,100 cap on what you'll pay out of pocket for covered prescription drugs each year. That's a big improvement, especially for people taking expensive medications. The plans can still have an annual deductible, but it's also capped by Medicare. And once your out-of-pocket spending reaches that annual limit, your covered prescriptions are paid for the rest of the year. And one important item also, don't overlook Part D enrollment. I really need to emphasize this. Even if you don't take any medications today, delaying the drug coverage without other creditable coverage can result in a permanent late enrollment penalty. And you heard the word permanent. It's one of those decisions that's easy to ignore, but please don't, because the penalty will be with you forever.
$2,000 just by knowing the right moment to look. And that's really the heart of it, isn't it, Sherry? Sometimes knowing when to make a change is just as important as knowing what to change. That's a big part of why healthcare decisions have financial consequences. Most people only think about that when something's got wrong, and Patricia is proof it works the other way too. When we come back, how Medicare Advantage stacks up against what we've covered, and what about those out-of-pocket maximums we mentioned Original Medicare doesn't have? Have a question or want help? Give us a call, 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. Or visit us on the web to claim that complimentary 20-minute consultation or complimentary retirement review. This is the Greg O'Donnell Financial Hour. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Kim Castleonis on the Greg O'Donnell Financial Hour. And today we're talking about one of the most important financial decisions you'll make in retirement, Medicare. And equally important, how to protect your health and your wallet from the hidden gaps in coverage that can cost you thousands of dollars. Medicare Advantage plans have grown dramatically over the last decade. Today, more than half of Medicare beneficiaries receive their coverage through Medicare Advantage plans. Sherry, tell us why that is.
Okay, for many people, they are really attractive. Low or even sometimes zero monthly premiums, with drug coverage built in, along with dental and vision and hearing and fitness benefits. So it's a whole package at a low price. One of the big differences, though, with the Advantage plans is that they generally use provider networks. Some plans are HMOs, which tend to be more structured. Others are PPOs, which give more flexibility. Neither is inherently better. It really depends on how you prefer to receive your health care. Truth is, some people absolutely love their Medicare Advantage plans, while others become very frustrated. That's exactly why I don't start with the plan. As Kim mentioned earlier, I start with the person. Another important consideration is prior authorization. Some tests, procedures, medications require approval before the plan will pay. So for many people, that's not an issue. But if you have ongoing medical needs or multiple specialists, it's something worth considering before you and a role.
There's lots of questions going on here. And so what about those out-of-pocket maximum we mentioned original Medicare doesn't have?
Okay, so that's actually one of the strongest points of Medicare Advantage. It's annual out-of-pocket maximum limit. Once you reach the limit, the plan pays 100% of covered services for the rest of the year. So that cap does vary from plan to plan. So we always look at that. But having any ceiling at all is a meaningful protection that original Medicare alone just doesn't offer.
Well, that's an important balance to that earlier point about original Medicare having no cap at all.
Well, it sure is. Medicare Advantage trades some flexibility for that built-in financial ceiling plus extra benefits. Let's just look at two examples, okay? One retiree, let's say, is healthy, takes very few medications, rarely sees a physician. Medicare Advantage might be just beautiful for that individual. But let's look at another one who has diabetes, several specialists, travels frequently, and values maximum provider flexibility. That person will likely prefer original Medicare with Medigap. Neither's right or wrong. It depends upon the individual.
So, Sherry, if Medicare Advantage plans can offer all these extra benefits and still charge a low or even zero premium, where's the money coming from?
Great question. And this is where it gets a bit controversial. The federal government pays each Medicare Advantage insurer a set amount per member per month, regardless of how much care that person actually uses. It's what we call a managed plan. So there's real incentive built into the system. The insurer only comes out ahead if they manage your care well, not just sign you up. That's a very different concept where in some models, more visits or more procedures means more revenue. It's also exactly why you'll see networks and care coordination built into so many of the plans. The insurer's got skin in the game to keep you healthy, not just insured.
Well, and as you mentioned, you know, these plans can change year to year, so it's good to stay informed about those changes. A lot going on.
They absolutely can. Every September, Medicare Advantage members receive an annual notice of change. It spells out exactly what's changing for the following year. It could be premiums, drug formulary changes, provider network changes, and benefit changes. Too many people toss that information aside without reading it. Reading it every year is one of the simplest things a Medicare Advantage member can do to avoid an unpleasant surprise.
And so if someone actually enrolls in a Medicare Advantage plan and it's not working for them, then what?
Okay, they do have an out. Every January 1st through March 31st of each year, that's what we call Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. Anyone that's already in an Advantage plan gets a one-time opportunity to switch either to a different plan or to drop it altogether and go back to original Medicare.
That's a good safety valve to know about, especially for someone who enrolled during a rushed annual enrollment period and immediately regretted it. Buyer's remorse. So to summarize the trade-off, Medigap generally means a higher premium with more flexibility and predictability. Medicare Advantage generally means a lower premium, more structure, networks, and an out-of-pocket cap, but it requires you to pay attention every single year.
What a perfect summary, Kim. One of the biggest mistakes I see people making is comparing plans before they've thought about how they actually use their health care.
You recently shared a story about a client of yours and a success that you had had helping them find resolution with their concerns. Can you share that with us?
Sure. I recently met with a woman, we'll call her Maria, and this was interesting. It shows that not everything is what you think it's going to be. She was convinced that she was paying way too much for her Medicare coverage. We compared her coverage to every realistic alternative. And in the end, she decided to stay exactly where she was. Not because change wasn't available, but because the savings weren't enough to justify giving up the certainty that she already had.
So after all that comparison, the real win wasn't a lower bill. It was confidence that she was already in the right place.
It's exactly right. So that's what I mean when it comes to finding the right answer for the individual. Sometimes the right answer is just confirming what you've already got. And then Maria has peace of mind that she was actually in the right place.
These are real learning situations, not just about Medicare, but about strategy, planning, and being resourceful. How about one more?
Okay. Actually, I'm going to use yours, Kim. When we first sat down together, you were preparing for what you thought was going to be a really significant Medicare surcharge. And actually, your first question was, how much is this going to cost me? But once we stepped back and looked at the whole picture, including access to your husband's employer health plan, I pointed out that you didn't need to enroll in Medicare Part B at this time. That one decision alone saved you thousands of dollars.
And I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And that's exactly what surprised me. I thought you were talking about a Medicare plan. What we were actually doing was looking at my entire financial picture.
You got it. And that's why I keep saying Medicare isn't just about choosing a plan. So many other elements factor into the sound decision. Sometimes the best decision comes from stepping back and looking at the bigger financial picture.
Well, now that we understand both paths, the real question is how to figure out which one fits you. Let's turn to that and to the mistakes that cost retirees the most money right after this. You're listening to the Greg O'Donnell Financial Hour. Give us a call at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300 with all of your Medicare questions. Welcome back for the final stretch of the Medicare Decoded Part 2, how to avoid overpaying for healthcare in retirement. We've covered a lot, and as you've seen, there is a lot to unpack with Medicare. I'm here with Sherry Haskell of Coast to Coast Health Insurance Solutions, Inc. Sherry, let's help our listeners actually apply everything we've learned today.
Well, we've really covered a lot, and there is a lot to know about Medicare. If you remember a few important points from this conversation that we're concluding, I hope it's these five questions when you are exploring your options. The first question is, do all of my physicians participate in whatever plan I'm looking at? Because if you can't see the doctors you know and trust, the plan may not be a good fit for you. Second question, are my prescriptions covered? Not just covered, but at a cost that you're comfortable paying. Question three, what's the annual out-of-pocket maximum? Because that's the number that protects you financially if you have a difficult health year. Question four, will I travel frequently? Because where you receive the care can matter just as much as what care you receive. And question five, am I looking at today's price or long-term value? Most people focus exclusively on today's monthly premium. That can be a big mistake. A low premium doesn't always mean lower healthcare costs. The best plan isn't necessarily the cheapest. The best plan is the one that aligns with your health, your lifestyle, your budget, and your future needs.
I love that. The lens through which we're making these very important decisions. So besides premium chasing, Sherry, what are other costly mistakes you see people make?
If I keep going on like this, no one's going to like me. Okay. The first is enrolling once and then never reviewing again. Everything changes. Your medications change, your physicians change, your health changes, and your plan needs to keep up. I've seen clients stay on autopilot for a decade and end up paying hundreds of dollars or even more per year than the same coverage would have cost somewhere else. Second is choosing a plan based on what a friend or a neighbor says without comparing it against your own physician's prescriptions and health needs. The right plan for your neighbor may be completely wrong for you. The third is not reading the annual notice of change letter. I know it might be a drag, but it's going to be valuable to do that. You can't do that or let a renewal notice go right into the drawer, both of which can lead to unwelcome surprises when you can least afford them.
The drawer or the trash can.
Or the trash can, yeah. Yes. Okay. The fourth is waiting until you're already sick to think about carefully about your coverage. The best time to evaluate options, as we said, is when you're healthy and you've got the most choices available. And the fifth worth naming is signing up for a plan because of flashy extra benefits like grocery or over-the-counter discounts without understanding how those benefits actually work. They can be valuable, but just make sure you understand them before you become the reason you choose a plan. If I could leave everyone with one takeaway, it's this. There isn't one Medicare solution that's right for everyone. The best choice is the one that fits your health, your finances, the way you actually live your life.
That's awesome. So let me close today's show with three reminders, maybe some repeat of what you've done, but I always think it's always good to hear important information more than one time. Reminder number one, Medicare does not cover everything. Understand the gaps. Reminder number two, choose coverage based on your health needs, not simply premium cost, as Sherry was saying. Number three, review your medical coverage every year, ideally during the October 15th to the December 7th annual enrollment period. Remember, don't throw those notifications away. Your medications change, your physicians change, your health changes, your Medicare strategy should evolve with them. Sherry, any final thought for our listeners before we sign off?
Here's a good one. You don't have to navigate this alone. Whether you work with an independent Medicare advisor like me, who can compare plans across companies at no cost to you, or a trusted advisor like the O'Donnell Financial Group to map out your financial well-being, the goal's the same, matching the coverage to your life, not the other way around. And you've probably noticed that I keep coming back to one idea, and that is that healthcare decisions have financial consequences. If the conversation made you realize you have some decisions that you hadn't considered, I'd welcome the conversation with you. Whether you're approaching Medicare, planning retirement, or simply want to understand the hidden costs that can affect your financial future, that's exactly the work I do. The goal isn't just to enroll in Medicare. The goal is to make a decision you'll feel good about years from now.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Sherry, for joining us today. Before I let you go, friends, if today's conversation raised questions specific to your own situation, remember you can reach out to our office at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300, or visit odfigroup.com to schedule a complimentary consultation. And if you'd like to continue today's conversation with Sherry about your specific Medicare needs, you can visit her at sherryhaskell.com. That's sherryhaskell.com. There you'll find Sherry's complimentary guide, 7 Costly Medicare Mistakes That Can Impact Your Retirement. It's a practical guide designed to help you ask better questions and make more informed Medicare decisions before making changes to your coverage. Thank you all for tuning in to the Greg O'Donnell Financial Hour. Until next time, stay informed, stay healthy, and make smart Medicare decisions.